Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Hi, happy January 18th, or whatever day it is that you're listening to this, 2024. We're in the new year. I've been thinking a lot about, I actually don't set resolutions. I pick like one intention for the year. And my intention for this year is to feel deep self-trust around money and to heal my fears about me not being good enough to learn how to invest or me not handling money the right way and indecision. There's just a lot of fear as a woman. I'm the first generation of women who are providing full-time by choice in my lineage that I know of. And so here I am. I have this calling in the world. And so this is my intention this year. So I am building a membership right now. For those who haven't heard, maybe you're new around here, I have an online course called Postpartum Freedom. And I decided that I wanted to continue the work with live coaching and bring in medical professionals to just have bigger transformation for moms. I want to take them all the way from suffering, not feeling like themselves, feeling like they're in survival mode, feeling like they're just crumbling under the weight of motherhood and feeling really not good enough, to feeling like they can manage it from the inside out because they feel this deep sense of self-worth and they trust themselves and they know how to set boundaries and stuff. So basically, anything you want to create, any change you want to make is going to require trust within yourself. Even if you trust the teacher or the mentor or the therapist or whoever you're working with, or you trust your partner, even if you trust the process and the tools, you know, like for example, if you were going to come into my membership, you might trust me and you might trust the content and that I have a great process. But if you don't trust yourself, you're going to have a hard time committing to anything, frankly, whether it's going to the gym or joining a program of some kind. Anything where there's something for you to do and someone for you to become, if you don't trust yourself, you're going to have a really hard time making and creating the results you want. So how do we create self-trust? Well, gratefully, I don't have to reinvent the wheel on this one because I was just listening to Brené Brown, who is a researcher, but she's a qualitative researcher. And so she does serious research, but she interviews people and takes their words and takes the words of thousands, hundreds and thousands of people. And I know this because I did qualitative research as a family studies major. There were huge qualitative research projects that my university was doing. And then we would sit and we would watch couples, married couples, talk about their fights and talk about whatever. And we would measure through the way they were talking to each other. If we saw contempt in their body language, we would make a note. There was an abbreviation and you would label contempt. Okay, so she's like talked to hundreds of people, thousands of people. What is trust? And she's broken it down. And this is in her book, Braving the Wilderness, which I will link in the show notes. So just to be clear, the content that I'm sharing here is not mine, although I will be riffing and teaching on this content in relation to you, a postpartum mama, and I'm going to be originally sharing original ideas based on her content, but I wanted to make sure you know that this is going to be linked in the show notes and the source of this content is Brené Brown, okay? So she has an acronym for trust, how we build trust with ourselves and then as well with others. Specifically though, I want to focus on how you build trust with yourself, okay? So the acronym is BRAVING. BRAVING. So B is boundaries. And I'm going to break each one of these down. Okay. So boundaries, setting boundaries with yourself. Okay. R is reliability. A is accountability. V is the vault. And it goes two ways. And I'll explain that. I is integrity. N is non-judgment, and G is generosity. Let's start with boundaries. And again, I'm talking about you and yourself. You might think, why do I need self-trust? If you want to be able to make change in your life, you're going to need self-trust. If you yell at your kids and you really don't want to be a yeller anymore, to make that change, you will need to trust yourself. And it is vulnerable to trust someone that hasn't earned your trust. So if you want to be able to trust yourself so you have confidence that you can make any change that you set your mind to, you'll need self-trust. And I want to teach you this because when you join my community, let's say in 2 months from now, you think about, okay, I do want some life coaching and I really like this Lizzie girl and I trust her and I trust that she has good tools. I want you in that moment to say, and maybe I'm not perfect, but I trust myself. I trust myself. Or maybe it's not joining my program. Maybe it's running a marathon, you're training for it, or you've always wanted to, but you just don't trust that you're actually going to do it. So you never actually try for it, right? Think about the cost of having a broken trust with yourself on a day-to-day basis and the pain that it brings you. What it does is you end up not reaching and striving because the pain of seeing yourself and betray your own trust is too great. So we just don't try. We don't set goals. We don't try to make the changes. We just stay in our typical everyday behaviors, miserable, but there's a certain level of pain to staying in the miserable, right? And so this that I'm teaching you is the link between where you are now and where you want to be. It takes trust. Now, I know you trust me, and I want to teach you how to trust my tools, but again, you'll need to trust yourself.
This episode is made possible by PwC. It's getting hot out here. Moving the mercury can help move your business. PwC helps turn sustainability theory into real-world action. Reduce your carbon footprint while increasing transparency in net zero commitments. Start with reporting to identify your climate risks and reinvent your business. Create a more sustainable business and a stronger planet. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
So, B, boundaries. It's pretty obvious to think about setting boundaries with another person. If you don't stop sending me these really anxious messages that are about all the things you're anxious about, then I will have to block your phone number for a while until we can figure this out because this doesn't feel good to me. It doesn't feel safe for me. Okay. You don't even need to say the because. You can just say, if you don't do this or if you are going to continue doing this, then I will do this. And it's not a threat. It is from a place of unattachment to their behavior. It's totally their choice, but you're very clear on what your behavior will be and what is and isn't okay for you. Now, when it comes to setting a boundary within yourself, it's a little different because if you're trying to talk to, let's say you have a really mean critical voice in your brain, it is still you, right? So it's a little weird to be like, hey, if you don't stop talking to me that way, I'm going to like tell mom or I'm going to turn you off, little voice. It's different. So it sounds more like this. I do not talk to myself that way. You say it to yourself, but you still need to say it. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about how important it is to say things to yourself so that you can hear yourself say it? I remember there was a very particular moment in my journey, and I've been asked by clients to share this story with them because every client that I have, to some degree, struggles with a really mean voice to herself. And it comes from a very traumatic, wounded place. Usually her mom was mean to herself, and it comes from a place of low self-worth. So it's a wound we're healing as women, okay? And this is like on a very generational level. So every client has asked me about this. And I was depressed postpartum because I had this really mean voice because I cared about motherhood so much. I would use this really mean voice to try to make myself perform better. And I remember one day I was taking my kids to preschool and the preschool was literally for 3 minutes from my house. It was around the corner. And I was at least 15 minutes late almost every day. And so I'm driving and I'm at the one red light right before I turn the corner to go to this preschool that's 3 minutes away in the car. Probably could walk, but I was always so late that we chose to drive. And I am sitting in the stoplight and I'm like hearing this voice in my head And at first I'm not hearing it. I'm just thinking it. I'm in the voice, right? I'm totally being abused by this voice. And she's like, you're so incapable. You're so lazy. You're so selfish. You always put yourself and getting ready in the mirror and looking good for the other parents in front of just getting your kids there on time. And she's just like giving it to me, right? She's just like tearing me down. And suddenly I had this moment of consciousness where I wasn't listening to her. I was like hearing her, but not listening. Like I stopped really like believing her. And I said out loud with my hands gripping the steering wheel, I don't talk to myself like that anymore. And I said, even if it's true, even if all the things you just said are true, I don't deserve to be talked like that about it. That's not how I'm going to solve my issues around being on time right now. And literally, it changed my life. From that moment on, I had a new relationship with that voice. So when it comes to yourself, that is how you set a boundary, is you say it, whether it's out loud or in your head, but you identify the behavior that you don't want to do anymore. And you say, I'm not doing this anymore. And you will then trust yourself more. One more quick example. I remember my kids were at a jump place, like a big bounce house place. And I was kind of just chilling with my baby and kind of on my phone. And I would check in on them every now and then, but I was just like chilling. And then one time they came up to me and they told me that they had tried to resolve an issue with an older kid that had been bugging them. They had tried like three different times in three different ways and he was still bugging them. So they came to me. And if I did nothing, they probably, right? My daughter probably wouldn't trust me very much. But I got up and did something. And so she trusted me. Are you going to do something about the way that you talk to yourself and the voice in your head? Are you going to stand for yourself or are you just going to keep letting it talk to you the way you don't want to be talked to? If you know it's not working and you know you don't like how it feels and you know it's not getting you where you want to go, do something about it. Be an advocate for yourself. All right, so that is boundaries. So our acronym is BRAVING. Next one is R, reliable. This is a tricky one because inside of yourself, quote, self, you actually have multiple parts, not necessarily multiple personalities, okay? They are multiple parts of you that represent identities that have kind of branched off from your main identity in moments of trauma. So there's a such thing called family systems or parts therapy, parts work. And it exists because when we go through an emotionally intense experience that we don't actually have the capacity to handle, maybe your mom passes away when you're 5 or 6 years old. You don't have the capacity to grieve and really understand what that means at 5 years old. So it's going to come up later. But when you're 25, let's say, and you start to really feel the grief, for whatever reason, your subconscious mind decides, maybe you had your first baby and suddenly you feel the lack of a presence of your mother now that you are a mother. Right? Postpartum is really a vulnerable time because a lot of different things can come up and out of the subconscious during this particular time of life change and identity change. And so let's say you're 25, you had your first baby, and now you have this five-year-old part of yourself. You keep finding yourself feeling really bad and sulking and acting like a five-year-old because this grief that's coming up, the last time you were in it was when you were 5 or 6. Okay? So we have parts of ourselves. So when it comes to being reliable, we have to recognize that while your adult self might be like, I should be able to be reliable with money by now, or I should be able to be reliable with going to the gym. I've told myself I would. Why can't I do it? You have wounded parts of you and more immature, stunted parts of you that actually have to be integrated into your adult self. That's why therapy exists. Okay. And it's actually a work that I do with clients on an elementary basis. When it gets really complex and complicated, when the trauma is really big and strong, and it's very much a part of your daily functioning, that's when you need a therapist. And I wouldn't come to me for that. But if your functioning is good and you just have like these little nagging pieces and parts and voices, I can help you with that. So, reliability, in order to change and heal your reliability, I feel like I have like a French accent now. In order to change your reliability, what it's actually going to take is being able to identify the part of you that is being unreliable and asking her some questions. And I'm not going to go into the whole spiel. This is what we do inside of my program. Again, if your functioning is not good, you should probably do it with a therapist. But inside of my program, we would talk about, we would ask the part of you. I would have you breathe and close your eyes a little bit. We would do some subconscious digging. And we would ask that part of you, what does she need in order to feel seen or heard so that she can participate in our New Year's resolution of going to the gym every day? What does she need? What is she feeling that we're not seeing that's being neglected? And so she's not participating and not wanting to be a part of what we're trying to create. All right, so that's reliability. Braving. The next letter is A, accountability. Listen, this one's really simple. I'm going to make it quick. Accountability just means that if something's not working for you in how you're doing things, that you are willing to step back and take a look with a neutral place of just observing. Accountability cannot be had when you throw blame on yourself. Accountability is recognizing responsibility without culpability. I just made that up, but that sounds really smart. Let me say it again. Accountability is recognizing responsibility, taking responsibility, but without the dirty pain or the guilt or the culpability. It's your fault. You should have done it better. You're so bad at this. None of that onslaught. So one more time, accountability, because this is one of the seven things to be able to build trust with yourself. In order to have accountability within yourself, you need to be able to see how you maybe co-created a result or a problem or an outcome you didn't like, but without being mean to yourself about it. Okay, so work on that. All right, in the next episode, we're going to go over the next four, which is V-I-N-G. So the vault, V, the vault, integrity is I, N is non-judgment, and G is generosity. So I hope to see you right here next week so I can help you build your self-trust, the membership, and some other things are all open and available for you now. I have a class for you, the Emotional Toolkit for Moms class. I just finished it. It's all at lizzielangston.com/work with me. Be kind to yourself in the new year, mama. And I will see you right here next week. Be sure to share this with a friend if you're loving it, and or leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps the show grow and reach mamas who need this free content to uplift them. So go ahead and leave a written review and or share this with a friend, sister, or family member. Love you. Thank you from the bottom of my life coach heart for listening to the Postpartum Coach podcast, for sharing it with your friends, and for leaving reviews. You guys are the reason that this podcast has grown, and I just want to say thank you. I want you to know that if you ever want help applying the things that you've learned on here and learning more and taking it deeper, you can go to lizzielangston.com/work with me. I have offerings to meet you at all points of a budget. And I also have my biggest bang for your buck offering is my community, the Postpartum Freedom Membership Community. It's a membership program for women who are raising their babies and healing their own traumas and really working on their mental health and wellness. So you can go to lizzielangston.com/work with me to check out all the offerings, everything from $27 up to a couple hundred a month. It's all there for you. LizzieLangston.com/work with me.